With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Football fans, it starts today, the NFL draft in downtown Detroit. There's events including a block party in downtown Windsor Saturday night, events at City Hall during the day on Saturday, and events in Cadillac Square and Campus Mauritius in Detroit. The draft starts at 8 tonight. Barring any trades, the Chicago Bears will have the first pick. Detroit is 29th overall. And there is a list of road closures in downtown Detroit. Starting at the end of August, a new company will pick up your recycling. That's circular materials.
Basically, that means if there's an issue with your recycling, you're not calling the Essex Windsor Solid Waste Authority anymore. You're going to be calling circular materials.
Kat Griffin with the Essex Windsor Solid Waste Authority says it won't be obligated to pick it up from commercial properties, campgrounds, daycares, or community facilities.
If they're currently receiving collection from us, we want to be able to continue that collection. That is the goal, is the people that are currently receiving collection from us, is to have them continue to receive collection from us.
The change is Ontario-wide. Windsor police are investigating a crash that sent a motorcyclist to the hospital with serious injuries. That was around 8 Friday night in the Wellington and University Avenue West area. A blue Porsche SUV and a red and white Suzuki motorcycle collided. Police are looking for witnesses now. Police also seized $10,000 worth of drugs. They searched a home on Ellesmere Avenue and found cocaine, Percocet, and drug paraphernalia. A 42-year-old man faces charges. The Ontario government is raising the speed limit on more highways to 110 kilometers an hour. It'll be extended another 7 kilometers on the 401 between Windsor and Chatham-Kent and increased on the 403 from Woodstock to Brantford. The Ontario government is encouraging doctors to use AI to summarize conversations with patients and employers to move away from requiring sick notes from workers. That and other paperwork changes should free up doctors to spend more time with patients. The feds are adding another $36.4 million to its program to support those seriously hurt or killed by vaccines since the end of 2020. The Canadian Press says that's all vaccines approved by Health Canada. As of December, Oxero, the firm running the program, has paid out $11.2 million in compensation. And Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre faces questions after he stopped at the New Brunswick, Nova Scotia border to cheer on some anti-carbon tax protesters. The CBC says he bluntly accused the Prime Minister of lying about, quote, everything. Justin Trudeau accused him of welcoming the support of conspiracy theorists and extremists. A camper toured by Poilievre had a hand-drawn symbol representing Diagolon on it. It was filmed by the protesters who have been living on the side of the highway for 3 weeks. Poilievre told the group to keep it up. A 4-2 loss for the Leafs to the Bruins, and Toronto is down 2-1 in its series. The Jays lost to Kansas City 3-2, and the Tigers fell 7-5 to Tampa Bay. We have a frost advisory in effect. Sunshine 13 today, patchy frost and -1 tonight, and sunny 19 tomorrow. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.